Father David Frank here, continuing our reflections on the O Antiphons for each day from December 17th through December 23rd. O Key of David, O Royal Power of Israel, controlling at your will the gate of heaven, come, break down the prison walls of death for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and lead your captive people into freedom. In the first three O Antiphons, we have prayed using different words for this same petition, that the Lord would come and show his people the way to salvation, the way to be saved, that he would stretch out his mighty hand to set us free, that nothing would prevent him from coming to our aid. And now it gets even more clear. The Lord who is coming is the Key of David. He unlocks the prisoners trapped by sin. He unlocks the shackles of those enslaved to darkness. If we really desire him to break down the prison walls of death in our lives, we have to ask him. It can be scary to ask God to break down those walls. Maybe you're in a relationship that you know is not good for your soul. Maybe there's a certain sin that you don't want to give up because the alternative is so uncomfortable, and you're terrified what that might be like. Sins like contraception and abortion, lying, taking what isn't yours or taking more than is yours, sins of physical pleasure in various forms, sins that have become addictions. These are just a few sins that we come to treat as a security blanket. I can always just tell a lie if I need to. I can't stop using contraception now or pregnancy might result. I don't really think this sin is wrong because I really need that physical comfort right now, or I like the emotional rush I get. I'm not really addicted. I can stop if I wanted to. When our sin has become that familiar security blanket we turn to when life is otherwise just too difficult, then we're like prisoners who decided to make our prison walls thicker instead of trying to get out. And that's crazy when we think about it, but that's what we do when we sin. But Jesus wants to be your savior. The Key of David wants to break you out of that jail so you can live in true freedom, not the freedom of doing whatever you feel like, which ultimately isn't freedom at all, but just slavery to your passions or to your temptations and an inability to say no when you need to. But instead, the true freedom to be able to choose what is right, even when it is hard. To be free to choose to love as powerfully and fully and generously as you would want to be loved yourself, and as you want to be able to love those around you. More importantly, only by the grace of our Savior can we be free from that ultimate darkness of eternal death and separation from God and from our loved ones who themselves loved God and received his eternal life. And God wants that salvation for you, too, no matter how thick your prison walls have become. And because of that, he who is the Key of David gave to St. Peter and to the church the keys of the kingdom of heaven, telling him that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church as she breaks into Satan's prisons to free those who are trapped by sin, and that this great jailbreak would take place especially through the sacrament of penance, also known as reconciliation or confession. For whatever you bind on earth, Jesus said, shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, whatever you release on earth, shall be loosed, released in heaven. And whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Allow Christ the Savior, the Key of David, to come to you and unlock your prison. Go to confession. Don't wait any longer. We all long more than anything to be at peace in our souls. Receive the gift of freedom from sin this Christmas so that you can experience the peace on earth that the Christ child brings in your own soul. And so you can begin to taste even here on earth, even surrounded by the shadow of death, the peace and joy of heaven that Jesus came to unlock for you. May the rest of your Advent be filled with God's grace, peace, and freedom. The Lord, the Key of David, is near.